This is the time of year when best of lists abound. Best songs of 07, best movies. Even Progressive Farmer Magazine has picked the best place to live in rural America for 2007. The winner, by the way, Barron County, Kentucky. In a related story, producer Dan Pashman declared Barron County, Kentucky, the most ironic name for a Best of Award winner in 2007. I digress. I can even say, you know what, the BPP, we might engage in a little best of-ing. For example, since there are a lot of these year-end lists out there and you don't have time to wade through them all, the BPP will bring you an occasional series we're calling The Best of the Best of 2007. You're simply you tell them, Tina. Today we turn to the LA Times to chip out a list of the best online movie gimmicks the length studios went to market their films to the computer savvy. Patrick Day from the LA Times worked on this story. Hi, Patrick.
Hi, good morning.
So you were very specific in your choice of the words for this best of list. Why did you call it best gimmicks?
Well, I mean, every movie has a website now, but not all of them try to take it to the next level. I mean, most movie websites are kind of like a press kit where you have the trailer, synopsis of the movie, and a rundown of the cast. But for a lot of the big budget movies, more recently, they've tried to engage the audience in a grander way to try to get people more excited about the movie. And so I term them gimmicks. I mean, maybe in the in the PR world, there's a better word for it, but that's what they seem like to me.
Well, I want to start with a clip from a film I thought would need no marketing.
Spider pig, does whatever a spider pig does. Can he swing from a web? No, he can't. He's a pig. Look out, he is a spider pig.
No better way to start your day as far as I'm concerned.
That's my new ringtone.
So with this built-in fan base, what did the creators of the Simpsons movie do to ensure that fans would be loyal to the film?
Well, I think that in the past year, the absolute best online movie gimmick was the turn yourself into a Simpson generator on the Simpsons movie website. And what you could do is you could go onto the site and you could choose various hairstyles and facial features and create a Simpsons character that looks surprisingly like you. In the LA Times offices, a lot of my colleagues turned themselves into Simpsons characters and posted them on a wall. And people could come by, and there were no names on any of the printouts, and people could come by and pretty accurately pick out who was who.
Oh, that's John, right?
Yeah.
Oh, trust me, we did it here, too. This film, Superbad, worked mighty hard to hustle up some internet buzz as well. What was the ploy for this sort of coming-of-age love story between these two best friends headed off to college?
Well, for that, they sort of took advantage of a trend that's really taken off with the growth of YouTube, which are these viral videos that could be real or maybe leaked. Some of them are real. In this case, it was footage from a press junket interview with the stars Michael Cera and Jonah Hill, where Jonah Hill finally snaps at the idiotic questions that are being asked of him and just goes off on the interviewer, freaks out, and walks out of the interview. And it's designed to be passed around. So you watch it and you have to wonder, is this real? Did this get leaked? And then you send it to your friends and the gimmick has done its job because now two people have seen it.
All right, let's take a listen to this fake interview clip of this sort of snarky, good-looking interviewer asking Jonah Hill, who's we'll say he's full-figured, about making of the movie Superbad.
Jonah, do you think it's important to be unattractive to be funny? Can skinny people be funny?
I don't think it has to do with, like, anything besides just being funny and, like, being yourself, you know? Like, I mean...
What will you do when your career's over in a couple of months?
Work. What the f***, man? You know, are you deliberately trying to do this to, like, get a rise out? Is this English dry wit?
So did this gimmick work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been passed around. It's on YouTube. It's got several hundred thousand views. And the movie was a big hit. Whether there was any connection between the two things, it's really hard to say. The studios aren't really sure. I mean, there have been examples. For instance, last year, Snakes on a Plane had an amazing online gimmick with you could record a Samuel L. Jackson and send it to your friends, and they would say your friend's name and say your name, and he would tell you to go see the movie. And it was so successful that the website was jammed, and then the movie came out, and no one saw it. But in this case, I think the video did contribute to the success of Superbad.
Sometimes a good idea goes bad in the wild west of the internet when people take over from the movie studio's original intention. And that's what happened in the case of a film which has been titled Cloverfield. That's the working name anyway. It's the new J.J. Abrams movie. I was really into this. Everybody here, Matt Martinez, our producer, when the trailer had a brief theatrical run and then it was passed around the internet. Let's play the trailer for this new horror film, Cloverfield.
What was that noise?
It sounded like an animal.
Looks like you should have left town a little bit earlier.
All right, so there's some sort of monster or something is attacking New York. So they play this trailer once in the film, in the theaters, then it goes online. And then what happened? Explain how this went wrong.
Well, that's one of the dangers of viral marketing. You know, viral marketing is you're being marketed to, but you don't want to appear you're being marketed to. So the trailer came out over the summer. It was attached to Transformers, the Transformers movie, and people got really excited. Well, what's this movie? What's it all about? We don't know. So they went online, and the rumor sites posted that some of the viral websites were there was a site called EthanHaasWasRight.com. And so in the initial flush of publicity and mainstream press writing about this mystery trailer and the mystery behind what this movie was about, they all pointed everyone to these sites, EthanHaasWasRight.com. And the site looks mysterious, and there's a city that sort of looks like Manhattan in the background on the site, and there's all kinds of puzzles, and you solve the puzzles, and there's videos that sort of hint at some sort of apocalyptic future. And so there's all kinds of rampant speculation about what these videos meant for the plot of the J.J. Abrams movie. And it turns out that they mean nothing, because the website was designed to promote a role-playing game called Alpha Omega.
So it was about something completely different. It had nothing
totally
to do with the film.
Yeah, and so J.J. Abrams actually had to do interviews where he said that, you know, these sites aren't the viral sites we created. There are some out there. They haven't been found yet. And, of course, they have been found and covered. But when the people were initially excited about the trailer over the summer, what got the most publicity were the sites that had nothing to do with the movie.
Well, Patrick Day, it's a really good read. It's the best online movie gimmicks to promote films. Patrick Day from the LA Times. Thanks a lot, Patrick.
Thank you.